We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We've got one more hour of fine modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, and we're going to bring you some more swinging straight-ahead modern jazz in this next hour. I'm going to continue to spotlight our artist of the week, and that's Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith. And this is from his Blue Note album they cut in 1963 called Bucket. And on this particular track, he's accompanied by Quentin Warren on guitar, Donald Bailey on drums. This little thing put together by Jimmy Smith called Sassy May. Thank you. nice, easy groove put together by our highlight artist of the week, or Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith. Little thing whipped up by Jimmy Smith himself called Sassy May. A nice laid-back rhythm section, keeping things perking along behind Jimmy with Donald Bailey on drums and Quentin Warren on guitar. That was a Blue Note album cut in February of 1963. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
We'll hear from a group led by Sonny Stitt next. It's from a Verve LP entitled Personal Appearance. Sonny usually plays alto sax, but here he is on tenor sax, along with Bobby Timmons on piano, Edgar Willis on bass, and Kenny Dennis on drums. They're going to do a Brooks Bowman tune entitled East of the Sun. Thank you. That was East of the Sun with Sonny Stitt on tenor sax there, Bobby Timmons on piano, Edgar Willis on bass, and Kenny Dennis on drums. It was from a Verve LP released in 1957 entitled Personal Appearance.
Next up is another Blue Note album by Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith called Rockin' the Boat. And this was cut in February of 1963. And on this particular album, Jimmy Smith brings into the studio one of my favorite alto sax men, Lou Donaldson. We've done highlights of Lou Donaldson in the past on this show. And along with Lou Donaldson, we've got Quentin Warren back on guitar. We just heard Quentin on that Sassy May track we just played on guitar. Donald Beatty is here on drums. And this is a nice little swinger written by Jimmy Smith called Can Heat. Thank you. Our featured artist of the week, Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith, from his Blue Note album, Rockin' the Boat. And of course, Jimmy Smith there was an organ fine guitar accompanied by Quentin Warren, Donald Bailey on drums, and actually, there was a tambourine on that particular track. And the liner notes show us the tambourine man was another fine organ player. Big John Patton. I guess he'd just been in the studio to hang out and listen to Jimmy Smith that day. And, of course, one of my favorite alto sax men, Lou Donaldson. That was from the Blue Note album, Rockin' the Boat. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Next we'll hear from the Soprano Summit. This is from a Storyville LP, and it's a live performance for the Ileana Jazz Club. And the group consists of Bob Wilbur on soprano sax, Kenny DeVerne on clarinet, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and Bob Cousins on drums. They're going to do a tune entitled Grenadilla Stomp. Now, if you're wondering what a grenadilla is, it turns out it's the wood that the clarinet is made of. It's not some menacing reptile or anything like that. So here's Grenadilla Stomp.
Thank you.
was Granadilla Stomp, written by Bob Wilbur and featuring Bob on soprano sax, Kenny DeVern on clarinet, Eddie DeHaas on bass, Bob Cousins on drums. That was from a Storyville LP released in 1996, entitled The Soprano Summit Live at the Ileana Jazz Club.
Back in the mid-30s, late 30s, the first jazz artist to innovate on the Hammond B3 organ was Fats Waller, one of the great piano players of all time, but he occasionally would address the Hammond B3 organ. So Jimmy Smith, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, being such a Hammond B3 organ devotee, decided to put together an album on the Blue Note label called Jimmy Smith Plays Fats Waller, all tunes written by or associated with Fats Waller down through the years. We've got Quentin Warren on guitar and Donald Bailey back on drums. And this was cut in Englewood, New Jersey in January of 1962, and it's I Found a New Baby. Thank you. Found a New Baby, one of the old favorites by Fats Waller, reprised by our highlight artist of the week, Jimmy Smith, on his Blue Note album. Jimmy Smith plays Fats Waller, finally accompanied by Quentin Warren on guitar and Donald Bailey on drums. Just a neat little swinger, I Found a New Baby. So what are we going to do next, Al?
Next we'll hear from the Soprano Summit. This is from a Storyville LP, and it's a live performance for the Ileana Jazz Club. And the group consists of Bob Wilbur on soprano sax, Kenny DeVern on clarinet, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and Bob Cousins on drums. They're going to do a tune entitled Grenadilla Stomp. Now, if you're wondering what a grenadilla is, it turns out it's the wood that the clarinet is made of. It's not some menacing reptile or anything like that. So here's Grenadilla Stomp.
Thank you.
was Granadilla Stomp, written by Bob Wilbur and featuring Bob on soprano sax, Kenny DeVerne on clarinet, Eddie DeHaas on bass, Bob Cousins on drums. That was from a Storyville LP released in 1996, entitled The Soprano Summit Live at the Ileana Jazz Club. Next we'll hear from a quartet led by Cal Jader, and it's from a Jazz Tone LP entitled Delightfully Light, and it features Cal on vibes, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Eugene Wright on bass, and Al Torre on drums. It's a tune Cal wrote entitled Thinking of You, MJQ. Was Thinking of You, MJQ, an obvious reference to the modern jazz quartet, featuring Cal Jader on vibes, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Eugene Wright on bass, and Al Torre on drums. That was from a Jazz Tone LP entitled Delightfully Light, released in 1957.
Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We want to remind you, we are here every Sunday night for some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll join us again forthcoming Sundays. I'm going to close out the show with our highlight artist of the week, Jimmy Smith, from a Blue Note album called Groovin' at Small's Paradise, which was a club in Harlem that was very active on the jazz scene in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. This was cut in November 1957. This was a composition written by a gentleman piano player, Avery Parrish. It was, a lot of times it was called, it was so popular, it was called the National Anthem of the South Side of Chicago. Let's listen to Jimmy Smith play After Hours.
Thank you.